Yeah, hello?
Hey man, can you come pick me up?
Yeah, where are you?
I'm at the county jail.
Dude, what the heck are you there for?
Well, I attacked Peter Piper.
You mean Peter Piper from Peter Piper's Pizza? Dude, it's okay. What happened?
Well, you know how I'm the mascot of Chuck E. Cheese's. I'm like Chuck, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know how there's that Peter Piper pizza right next to us?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of broke in through the back door. And then I ran up to Peter, and I ripped his head off, and then I started to punch him in the face and attack him. And you're taking all of our service. Look at these little kids. Look at what you're doing to them. You're ruining their minds. I mean, we are the original. You're copying us. You copycats.
Dude, what the heck did you do that for?
Dude, that's not even the worst part.
Okay, what's the worst part?
Well, as I was beating him on the face, I can't even say it.
Dude, come on, just tell me what it is.
Elmo came in, and then he pulled out a P99, and he started just shooting everything. Glass was going everywhere. And then,
dude, was anybody hurt?
no, that's the whole point.
Dude, it's okay. Just tell me, okay? Just breathe.
Okay. He shot the teeth off of Chucky's head.
Dude, what the heck? He shot the teeth off of Chucky's head.
I started screaming and crying and fell on the ground. And then Peter Piper and Elmo just started kicking me.
Dude, I mean, did you get fired?
Yeah.
Dude, well that's good because you shouldn't even be working at Peter Piper. I mean, Chuck E. Cheese, wherever you work, you shouldn't be working at Chuck E. Cheese's because don't you know what that is?
What?
It's nothing but a sick casino for kids. That's all it is. I mean, you get 400 tickets and you get like a spider ring, dude. And it costs $20 plus for all those coins. And so basically all you're paying for is a $20 piece of plastic that has a ring on it that you put on your finger.
I know, but we have the little trinkets and those little Skittles that cost 800 tickets. Those are so good. Those are so good, man.
Dude, they're the chocolate Skittles. Those are disgusting.
I know, but those are good.
Dude, this is something that you hear off of the For What It's Worth podcast.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. We just need to shut up and let Metamorph 14 get on the show with the show.
Okay. Bye.
Hey everybody, this is the For What It's Worth podcast. Now, you may be saying, well, what happened to Weird News podcast? Well, I changed my name because Weird News is sounding kind of blah. I really didn't like the name to begin with, but it's just the first thing that popped in my mind. But the new podcast is For What It's Worth, news that is worth nothing. And also, For What It's Worth, we're not just going to be a news podcast. I have something special that I'm cooking up, but I won't let you know until the end of this episode, so you gotta stay tuned. And also, don't forget to stay tuned when I tell you what were my secret surprise. I am also going to tell you how you can win a copy of Fable 1 for the original Xbox. And so, I don't really have a what's going on for today, so we are going to skip that. And we are going to go straight to news. Dun dun. Dun dun. News. Alright, this isn't the news that you tune in to listen to. This is a podcast news. So for podcast news, as I mentioned earlier, we changed the name to For What It's Worth Podcast. News is worth nothing. I can't even remember my own slogan. And also, I have a mouse that I hooked up to my laptop, so you won't be hearing that. I'm too lazy to edit out, so you'll hear. Yeah, you probably heard nothing. Okay, and I had another piece of news that oh yes, if you hear this in the background, it sounds kind of buzzy. Well, probably tomorrow or Thursday, I will have a microphone. Woo, so you won't hear this in the background. And because I will have a microphone, I will be able to do it on, not this computer, but this other computer, which I have this program on that that I will have this program on to where I can play segments, and it's kind of like sound effects, but we aren't gonna sound like a new show where they have boing and zing and blah, 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 blah. That gets annoying. And so yeah, that's basically all the news I have for podcast news. Now let's go on. It's about 7 minutes and 53 seconds in the podcast. And so let's go on to what you really tuned in for. The real news. Hello, master. It's time for news. And also, you won't be hearing those lame segment intros that I am making up as I go. Okay, so let's get right into the news story. This news story is titled March the 3rd, 09. That is the day that I am recording this. It's actually Tuesday, March the 3rd, 09 of the day I am recording this. And also, on this day marks Square Root Day. Math fans celebrate. Dust off the slide rulers and recharge the calculators. Square Root Day is upon us. The math bus holiday, which only occurs 9 times each century, falls on Tuesday, March 3rd, 09, for the mathematically challenged 3 square root of 9. These days are like calendar comets. You wait and wait and wait for them. Then they brighten up your day. Yeah, math, not so much. And poof, they're gone, said Ron Gordon, a Redwood City teacher, who started a contest meant to get people excited about the event. Woohoo, excited! Okay, everybody, for today, we're going to do nothing but math. Can I hear woo? And then all the nerds go, woo, oh my god, woo, and everybody else is just like, woo, square root day. The winner, of course, gets $339. For all of us that didn't catch that, it's 3309. It says $339, although I personally thought it should be $3,309 for having the biggest square root day events. Okay, class, all day today, I want to win that $339 for myself. And so, class, all day today, we're going to do nothing but square root problems. Gordon's daughter even set up a Facebook page, one of a half dozen or so dedicated to the holiday. That just shows you how dedicated people are. 1.5 dozen Facebook pages. Oh my gosh. And then for Christmas, just about all the people on Facebook updates their status or has a Christmas group. Yay! And hundreds of people have signed up with plans to celebrate in some way. Celebrations are as varied. Some cut root vegetables into squares. Wow, you get it? Root vegetables into squares. So they're square root vegetables. They're square root eye vegetables. Others make food in the shape of a square root symbol. Wow, that is... It's kind of like that kid who can chew cheese into the shape different states. I know how to make Massachusetts. You just bite a square out of it. No, wait, that's Colorado. The last day was 5 years ago, February 2nd, 2004, which coincided with Groundhog Day. The next is 7 years away on April 4th, 2016, which is a day after my birthday, and I will be 21, so I will be of legal age. Alright, so that is that news story. On to the next news story, which inspired the skit at the beginning. No, Chuck E. Cheese didn't get his teeth shot out by Elmo. And no, Chuck E. Cheese did not assault the Peter Piper Pizza's dude. But instead, a dude assaulted Chuck E. Cheese. In fact, it was a Massachusetts man who got fined for Chuck E. Cheese's mascot assault. That sounds like some like a level off of a cheesy video game. Chuck E. Cheese mascot assault. Either that or it sounds like a cheesy flash game that you'd get off the internet. Hey, that's a good idea. If anybody makes a flash game where you have to beat up Chuck E. Cheese, it was my idea. I get royalties. A Massachusetts man has been fined $500 for assaulting Chuck E. Cheese's mouse. Wow, $500, that'd be enough to buy like 20 spider rings at Chuck E. Cheese. Authorities say 34-year-old Tryon Pierce, he's like a pirate, but he's not. He's like half pirate, half Irish. Never mind. Thought the perpetually happy mascot had pinned his 11-year-old son against a video game. Pirates of Fairhaven ripped off the mascot's headpiece and pointed a very naughty finger at the man inside and yelled at him. The 19-year-old man in the mouse suit told police he put his arms out to get through a crowd of children trying to knock him over and never grabbed anyone. A witness agreed with that account. That would have been funny if he would have grabbed a kid and started throwing him against Chuck E. Cheese, but I did not promote child abuse or Chuck E. Cheese abuse for that matter, because Chuck E. Cheese is running a sick casino for kids, and we do not want Chuck E. Cheese to go down, okay? And we can let Circuit City crash and burn, but no, not Chuck E. Cheese. He has to stay down forever. But the money Chuck E. Cheese makes off of ripping your kids off, he probably has enough to buy Circuit City and buy Best Buy. Buy Best Buy, no pun intended. Pirates pleaded guilty Monday. A judge fined him after rejecting the prosecution request for a 6-month jail sentence. Pirates' family was at the children's restaurant in Dartmouth and was at the children's casino restaurant in Dartmouth in May to celebrate his son's birthday. Wow, that's a great birthday present. Hey, look, Mom, Dad's beating up Chucky, huh? Chuck Norris? He can't beat up Chuck Norris. Oh, no. Honey, stop beating up Chuck Norris. It's not Chuck Norris. It's Chuck E. Cheese. Well, that's worse. Dude, okay, his son's probably like, dude, where's my stuff? A Wisconsin apartment got cleaned out. A man left his apartment for 5 hours and came back to find everything, poof, gone, like Frank Sinatra, like Elvis and his mom. Okay, an efficient burglar? No. Or at least that's what the security camera said. There's no burglar, no cat, no fish, no goldfish. I'm not talking about the food either. No catfish, none of that. No catfish carriers. Nope. It was a mechanic. Or just the landlord's error. Police said the landlord manages different properties and meant to have an apartment cleaned out that had the same number in a different building. Instead, a maintenance worker cleaned out the apartment of 36-year-old Edward Peterson. After he called police, Peterson found most of his property in the trash bin. He got the TV and remote back from the apartment's rental office. But some possessions were gone, including about 150 CDs, 10 DVDs and books, also many were credit cards and about $300 in cash. The landlord said Peterson will be fully confiscated for his losses. Turn me off now, people, because my rant and raves will go on forever. You cannot do nothing about it. A Nebraska deputy say a man stuffed cat inside his bong. It's like a gong, but it's not. When you hit it, it goes bong. Unlike when you hit a gong, it goes gong. A man who tried to cool out his hypercat by stuffing her into a box-like homemade bong faces cruelty charges and cat calls from animal lovers. Lancaster County Sheriff's deputies responding to a domestic disturbance call Sunday alleged they saw a 20-year-old Akita Shocksmaker smoking marijuana through a piece of garden hose attached to a duct tape plastic box in which the cat had been stuffed. The cat was just dazed, Sergeant Andy Stebbings said. She was on the front seat of the cop car wrapped in a blanket and never moved all the way to the Humane Society. Schlockenbacher told deputies 6 months Shadow was hyper and he was trying to calm her down. The contraption she had been stuffed inside was 12 inches by 6 inches. Shadow was timid but in good condition Monday at the Capital Humane Society. Executive Director Bob Dowdy said, "Hey, I know a dude named Bob Dowdy. Not this Bob Dowdy, though. What the human mind does in an event, huh?" Dowdy said. Shock Mecca was released from jail after paying a $400 fine on the arrest warrant. Faces drug and misdemeanor animal cruelty charges. He did not immediately respond to phone messages left Monday seeking comment. Okay, and how you really say that name is Schoolmaker. Schoolmaker. S-C-H-O maker. So his name is Showmaker. He's the Showmaker or the Showbreaker. A Mexican worker shows his lips to demand a promotion. A Mexican State Water Company worker has sewn his lips together to draw attention to his 5-year fight to get a promotion. The man used a needle and thread to put 5 stitches through his lips in the front of the water company headquarters in the eastern city of Veracruz. He landed a statement to reporters Monday saying he has pleaded his case before several state institutions only to be received unfulfilled promises. The man has been a laborer at the company for 18 years and has been seeking a job since 2004. Water company labor union leader Angelica Navarrete dismissed the man as a troublemaker whose demands were unfounded. She says the company has offered him better benefits but refuses to compromise. I wonder how he made the statement where it says he handed a statement. I thought it said he landed a statement. Because this would have been, he goes, oh, wow, that really tickled my lips. All right. On to the next story. The second to the last story. Wait, no. first to the last or second. I don't know. There's one more story after this one. Amal wants Manilow music to drive out unruly teens. It'll be Barry Manilow versus Amal Rast. Why does that sound like a B movie? The New Zealand city of Christchurch. Oh, wow. I bet the people in this community is Christians. Because it's New Zealand. I can't talk today. The New Zealand. Oh my gosh, I just said it again. The New Zealand city of Christchurch. Yeah, Christchurch. Hopes that putting the American crooners, smooth and gentle tones into the mix of music to be broadcasted through the Central Mall district can pacify. Wow, these kids are still have pacifiers. Okay, that is very strange. Unruly teens who congregate there. Or at least to convince them to go elsewhere. Their intention to change the environment in a positive way so nobody feels threatened or intimidated, Central Business Association manager Paul Lonsdale told the Associated Press. I did not say Barry Manilow is a weapon of mass destruction, because Barry Manilow will come to your house and shoot all of your children. He will blow up like a nuclear missile. It is going to blow. He is a weapon of mass destruction. Boom, boom. It's like on that Robot Chicken episode with George W. Bush, and he's like, where he thinks of the Jedi, and he's like, sir, we have not found any weapons of mass destruction. You have found weapons of mass destruction. No, we haven't found any weapons of mass destruction. Yes, we have. No, we haven't. Give me a taco. Yes, sir. Tacos are awesome. A group of several dozen young people regularly spread rubbish, spray graffiti, get intoxicated, use drugs, swear, and intimidate parkers at the outdoor mall, he said. All right. That is the second to the last story. Now it is on to the Stupid Person of the Week Award. Bonk. This Florida woman gets the Stupid Person of the Week Award. Why? I will tell you why. Because she called 911 three times. That's triple. That's thrice. That is the square root of 9. Over chicken McNuggets? Nah. Authorities say Florida woman called 911 three times after McDonald's employees told her that they were out of McNuggets. A police report says that 27-year-old Fort Pierce resident of La Tressa, L. Goodman, told authorities she paid for a 10-piece last week, but was later informed the restaurant had run out. Oh my god, they run out of chicken McNuggets. The world is going to end. Barry Manilow is going to release his weapons of mass destruction because there is no more chicken McNuggets. Bonk. She said she was refused a refund and told all sales were final. A cashier told Pete she offered Goodman a larger portion of a different food for the same price, but Goodman became irritated. Well, Goodman wasn't being a very good man this day. Please say good man, or from now on it is now bad man. Bad man was cited on a misuse of 911 charge. A current phone listing for bad man couldn't be found. A McDonald's spokesman says bad man should have been given a refund and she's been sent a gift card for a free meal. Hi, ma'am. You called 911 three times. You got cited on a misuse of 911 charge. Don't worry, Miss Goodman. You are going to get a free meal at McDonald's. Can we say hallelujah? Hallelujah! Free meal at McDonald's. Yes. 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 Hallelujah. McDonald's. Here we go. Going down the road, the yellow McNugget road, to go to McDonald's and use a free gift card after we got signed on a 911 charge. Woo! All right. That is all the news stories I have for today. On to the contest. And this is the sound of the contest. Opening and closing. Opening and closing. But we will get to that right after this. And we're back. And so, let's get to the contest. Now, to win a copy of Fable 1 for the original Xbox, make coming up with a logo, but that's the one I already have that I made last night and just drew together real fast so it would look professional, like sort of semi-professional when it got into iTunes. But I want you to make one, and I will pick the best. Actually, I won't pick the best. I will pick the best cover art that there is. Or you could win a copy of Sims 2 Castaways for the Nintendo DS by sending in a news story. Or, are you ready for this? A funny story. Now, what I mean by a funny story, you can email in your funny or news stories to metamore14@gmail.com. Now, this is the new exciting part I wanted to tell you the show. If you ever wanted to send in something, like, you're like, man, I really want to send in something to this amazing, super well-produced, not podcast, but I don't have a news story to send them, or I don't know where to find my news stories, you can just send an email saying, hey, what's up? You can send in an email saying, yo, dude, one time, the most dopest thing happened, man. I was like, saw this dude, and he had a bong, and there was a cat inside of him, man. It was like, and so, yeah. So you can send in stuff that wouldn't make it on a website, but something weird or strange that happened to you, but is news. It's kind of like news. Like, hey, man, this is kind of cool. It's like, I like this news type stuff. I like went to Chuck E. Cheese's and I saw a dude like beating up this other dude. You know, just something like that. It's probably not a good way of saying it. Or you can just email it like a joke or something, you know, just anything. But by doing that, just mention, put in the title Sims 2 giveaway, and you will be entered in a drawing for Sims 2 Castaway for the Nintendo DS. Yeah, that is basically all I have. So yeah, you can check the website out at weirdnewspodcast.podomatic.com. But hopefully by next week, or this week even, I will have a website. So yeah, that is basically all I have. I just want to thank you for downloading this podcast and telling everybody you can about it. And yeah, that's basically it. So talk to you guys later, and goodbye. Hey, Kate. You please come here? I'm in my room. Hey, come here. What should I name this episode of my podcast? Should I where'd those papers go? Here they are. Should I name it Mom? Or should I name it Sick Casino for Kids? Should I name it My Lips Are Sealed? Or should I name it Give Me My Chicken Nuggets?
Give Me My Chicken Nuggets?
Yes.
So what's this one?
My Lips Are Sealed.
Give Me My Lips Are Sealed.
Do that one?
Yes.
Alright, thank you.
It will be a perfect time.
Alright, love you.
Bye.
Bye.